A groundbreaking study led by Health Sciences North and NOSM University is set to transform how emergency departments across Canada assess patients presenting with dizziness. Patients across Northern Ontario will benefit from new research led by Health Sciences North, HSN, and NOSM University, funded through a major grant from the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, CIHR. Dizziness is one of the most common reasons people seek emergency care in Canada, accounting for more than 500,000 visits each year. While most causes are benign, dizziness can sometimes indicate potentially life-threatening conditions. Accurately diagnosing which patients are at serious risk can be challenging, often resulting in unnecessary transfers to larger centers and delays in critical treatment. Dr. Robert Ohl, an emergency physician and vice president of academic and research impact at Health Sciences North Research Institute, HSNRI, has been awarded a $757,350 CIHR project grant for his study, Validation of a Clinical Risk Score to Identify Emergency Department Patients with Serious Causes of Dizziness. Dr. Ohl is the principal investigator on the study. SEER's investment is a strong recognition of the high-caliber research happening here in Northern Ontario, says Dr. Ohl. This clinical decision-making tool will help emergency physicians identify high-risk dizziness patients more quickly and confidently. This is an important study focused on the emergency department population, says Dr. Singh. One of the serious causes of dizziness is stroke, and this study is designed to validate a clinical risk score to help identify who might be having a stroke versus another cause of dizziness. If validated, it could have a significant regional impact on how we assess and manage patients presenting with dizziness, particularly in smaller rural sites that lack access to medical imaging, he added. This is exactly the type of innovation our partnership with Health Sciences North was designed to foster and reinforces the important role of the medical university, says Dr. Michael Green, president of NOSM University. When research, teaching, and clinical practice come together, patients, especially those in rural and northern communities, see the direct benefit. By validating the SVRS, the research team aims to reduce unnecessary hospital transfers, shorten wait times, and keep patients closer to home while ensuring that those who need specialized care are identified quickly and safely.